What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Rational Revolution for the first time. So I've done this, I think, for about a year, and this is the first time that I'm going to be. Was it a year? Yeah, no, not so much. I'm being generous. My producer Amanda's like, meh. So I'm flying blind. I've got no notes, but I have two amazing co-pilots here. The victorious representative Ahmad Rivera Wagner. And hey, we've got the guy back. You won.
I did.
You won. Senator Jamie Wall.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So I have no notes, and we're going to just kind of go and see where the conversation takes us. And again, you know, congratulations again to you. We had you back since, and this is your first returning time. And dude, nice job. How'd that feel on election night?
Felt good.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine.
It took a while to get the results, yeah. But I was happy with them when they came in. So, you know, that's price it was worth paying.
As Joe Biden would say, that's a BFD. I can't say that on the radio.
I can't either.
Yes, but is that going to be bleeped? Yeah, sweet. All right, cool. Made it. that's amazing. And I think, you know, for the first time in a long time, we have a semblance of, in the Green Bay area, the will of the people. Holy cow. We were going to have Ryan Spotty is one as well. And so it seems like the people of this area, Northeast Wisconsin, are able to be heard.
Look, I mean, Wisconsin's a purple state fundamentally. Yes. I mean, all of our elections statewide are close, and Northeast Wisconsin, we're the swing area in this state. So, and the reason, and you know this, Mark and Ahmad, I mean, the reason we had such disproportionate representation was the old maps. Mm-hmm. And I think now, running in newer, fairer districts, you're going to see a legislature that's more representative of the people of the state, and hopefully you'll see a little bit more, I don't know how to put it, maybe a little bit more, you know, if you can keep my fingers crossed for a little bit more moderation and cooperation instead of just my way or the highway, which has been the approach for, you know, 20 years down there.
Well, and I mean, moderation is good, but I think, you know, even if people of one district want something that is a little bit more on the edges, at least their voices are heard. Mm-hmm. And so we have a full spectrum of, I mean, I'm a moderate. Yes, that's great. But that's fine if we have people pulling us in with conversations that we're uncomfortable with, because I think finding comfort in the uncomfortable is something that's really important. And we talk about the maps, and I've said this for a long time, that we had maps that the best and the brightest just didn't want to put themselves through a losing effort.
Right.
And so we wouldn't have someone like you, Jamie, or like you, Ahmad, because why would you do that to yourself? If you have a heart of service, that's one thing, but just to put yourself forward to 43 to 62 it or whatever the heck it is, you know what I mean? Why would anyone do that?
Well, can I, before we get into kind of the jiu-jitsu of legislative politics,
yes.
I kind of want to just talk about just what it means to have people like myself and Jamie representing us, right? Like, Jamie is very humble, and so I'm just going to give him a really awesome compliment. So, which people may know, grew up on a dairy farm, first person in his family to go to college, and became a Rhodes Scholar.
I didn't know that.
Was, you know, homeless growing up, first person in my family to go to college, get to serve in the seat as a formerly homeless kid. To me, what's so beautiful about fair maps isn't just the partisan makeup. I think that is just reflective of the purple community that we talk about. It is that people like Jamie and I can run for office and represent the hardworking people of different kinds of backgrounds, and take those values and those experiences and turn that into electoral victories. And to me, that is what's special about this moment. Give everything else away, you know, politics are going to be politics. People are going to fight no matter what we do. And that's part of, you know, that's part of how the sausage is made. But what is new, and this is, we're even seeing some of this on the Republican side, is a different crop of people are rising up through their ranks, because fair maps create the avenue for more reflective democracy. And that includes experiences. And so, you know, not to put him out there, but that is an incredible story. You know, I like my own story, but imagine that Green Bay is picking these hardworking blue collar roots people now to represent them, and they're not just cast aside by conspiracy theorists and chaos.
Right.
And so isn't that truly one of the most beautiful things you can
think of? It's remarkable. It's people are speaking.
Yeah.
And That's awesome. You know, it's a badass thing.
Yeah.
When people rise up and their voices are heard. It's really, really cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were a Rhodes Scholar.
He shrugs.
I talk more about the dairy farm, yeah. You know.
How many cows were on that? Is it a cow's or head of cow?
You could say either. I mean, we were relatively small, but we got bigger like everybody else did. I think when I was a small kid, we had about 50, and it was probably more like 150 when I graduated from high school. My cousin still runs the place, but he's sort of retired, and he just raises heifers and dry cows for the neighbor and has some beefers of his own. So it's not a working dairy farm, or sure. It's not a milking dairy farm anymore, but it's still a going concern, and that's a nice thing. I mean, it's a you feel like there's a family legacy there that's being carried forward.
Yeah, I would have been a holy terror on a dairy farm. Oh my God.
Well, every farm kid has got a story about how they almost died when they were eight, you know? Yeah. So.
Only fell into the silo a couple times.
Right.
Yeah.
I married the son of dairy farmers.
Oh, yes.
And who still own a farm outside of Middleton, Wisconsin. The only part that I love the most is they separate the calves as they're growing. And so I get to go hang out with them sometimes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that's really fun. That's the best. That for me is the best part. So I don't have a death-defying story as Jamie
you
does.
Like hang out with the baby cows.
But I hang out with the baby cows.
That's sweet.
So that seems to be a really good role for me and other farmers. So it's quite fun.
Jamie's like, yeah, I never got too close with them. Because, you know.
Don't name things you're going to eat is a good rule, you know. So.
That's awesome. So how, we talked to Ahmad about how his life has changed. Mm. How has your life changed,
Mr. Senator? Well, look, at minimum, look, I'm really grateful that, you know, this community gave me a chance to try to give back to, you know, the place that's given a lot to me. But, you know, from a personal perspective, which I think is what you're asking, at minimum, it's going to be an interesting ride. It's a platform where you get to talk to all sorts of people and, you know, all sorts of walks of life. You know, I've tried to have two or three meetings a day when I'm, you know, here in town, which is most of the time, just working my way around the community, talking to people and businesses or different nonprofits. I mean, I toured the sewage treatment plant a week ago, you know,
sweet.
And that's, which is immense.
Isn't that crazy though?
It's so much bigger than I thought it was.
Yeah. It's like seven stories, the tallest building in Green Bay now.
If you count the underground bit of it, absolutely.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that's just one example. But Ahmad and I have both gotten committee assignments. I'm sure, you know, you're doing the same thing I am, which is, you know, thinking about what kind of issues we might be able to move forward. I mean, I've been talking to some of my Republican colleagues about what they might want to do and see if we can find some common ground there.
How was that?
Honestly, pretty decent so far. I mean, the proof's in the pudding, but they've been willing to have the conversation. So we'll just have to see where it takes us. I'm the ranking member on the Senate committee that includes, well, it's in insurance, housing, rural affairs, and forestry, which is a bit of a grab bag. But one of the things I heard most at the doors was just concerns about the cost of housing. And, that didn't matter if you're trying to buy your first house, if you're a renter and have seen your costs go up around you. So first and foremost, we just need to build more housing in this town and across the state. And I think there's some levers there that should be bipartisan. And I'm, like I said, going to be talking to people about whether they're willing to work with me to pull them and try to do some good for the people we represent.
This might sound self-serving, but I do know a lot of people are in this thing as well. My family, because you see all these first-time home buyers. There's also people who haven't owned a home in a number of years that would like to get back into it. And I think that there should be some sort of something where, like, hey, if you haven't owned a home in 5 years and you're trying to bring your family back to that point, mm-hmm. you know, that could be something too that we would work on. I mean, housing is huge, from a lack of rentals to landlords charging exorbitant amounts of money for places that are, there's a lot of, God, what a big issue.
So we did a version of this here in the city, which is what we created as a down payment program, and it wasn't considered first-time home buyer. Mm. And this is where we have to talk about kinds of means testing and how means testing doesn't always meet the affordability crisis.
Right.
Meaning that just because you have some, in Green Bay, we have an unemployment rate. We've talked about this a million times. Yeah. Nearly 2%. Meaning that nearly everyone you run into works at least one job, if not multiple jobs. Which means, unfortunately, because of some of the protocols we have in place, they don't qualify for many of the assistance programs. We have to kind of change that. That there's something called the missing middle for housing, which is the 80% of people not extremely poor or income restricted or not luxury housing, but literally the 60 to 80% of people who fit in between those spaces. And so one of the programs that we did in the city, and I'm hoping to bring and work with Senator Wall on, is that we created a down payment program as you moved in the city, as long as you moved into a qualified census tract, which in Green Bay is nearly every single track, we would help you with down payment assistance. And so we saw that already have some dividends, that when we help encourage people to move here or change sizes of houses. So we need people for employment from new directors, but sometimes people want to move from a larger suburban house to a more densely populated neighborhood with smaller housing, as long as they were moving into qualified census districts.
I'm sick of mowing my lawn.
Or as much of a lawn, right? And fighting the turkeys on your land. Come to Green Bay.
Or fighting the turkeys that are your neighbors. Just kidding.
Right. And we have turkey. We even have deer in Green Bay. But we know that by thinking about smart programs where means testing isn't the exact answer, that we're looking to make sure that people are moving into these communities and making sure they're mixed income, and that's bringing down the overall cost of housing is really the answer. So I will be honest, as a constituent of Senator Wall, the idea that he is on these committees is so exciting.
Yeah.
Because I think we need to have an intelligent, thoughtful conversation that truly does kind of supersede traditional partisan lines. People, we call it YIMBY, Yes in My Backyard.
Yes. That's cool.
Right. There's some NIMBYs that are Democrats. There are some NIMBYs that are Republicans, but there are YIMBYs that also are Republicans and Democrats. So what's really nice about housing, good or bad, is it creates a different coalition about the issue. You're either pro more housing that actually helps us, or you might not want it. Fair position, but I'm a pro-housing advocate, and so it's exciting to have the first Democrat senator in a really long time sitting on the housing committee.
Right.
So we're very enthusiastic about that.
Yeah, we're going to continue this discussion. We've got State Senator Jamie Wall, Representative Ahmaud Rivera Wagner. We'll be right back here on The Rational Revolution.